So hello, everyone. This is Dimitri Sirota. Welcome back to Big Ideas on the Go. I'm excited to have with us the Chief Privacy Officer for NEC globally, Beatrice Ruiz-Bito, coming to us from sunny Spain on the plane. It's sunny, although a little bit cooler than where I am here in Miami. So Beatrice, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So Beatrice, you know, I think it'd be interesting for our audience to hear a little bit about kind of your background. And I think you're actually our first guest ever from Spain. So maybe talk a little bit about how you became a CPO at NEC, and maybe talk a little bit about the journey with the particular perspective of somebody in Europe, right in the center of kind of GDPR land.
Wow. How shall I start with that question? Yeah. So basically, I have a background in law. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So partially most of my professional career was focused on being an in-house lawyer. Yeah. For different type of companies. Some of them focus on the Spanish market, others more global. Yeah. And of course, as an in-house lawyer, multitask activities, I was in charge of advising my internal customers on commercial law, data privacy, compliance, and risk management. And like 2 years before we started hearing about the GDPR, I said, well, why are you not fully dedicated to privacy? If this is something that you really like it and you really want to focus your future on. And I changed a little bit, yeah, my background. I moved to London and I start working as DPO, fully dedicated my time. Right now, yeah, I work for NEC and my primary responsible is to ensure that the company's data privacy policies and practices are in compliance with relevant laws and regulations around the globe. And I am also responsible for developing and implementing data privacy strategies that are aligned with the company business and objectives values. Yeah, basically this is how I started in privacy.
Well, look, it's a good place. It's a good place to be involved, obviously, not only I think since GDPR kicked things off, I forget how many countries now have privacy regulations, but it's the majority. And now, of course, U.S. states are doing something similar. You know, obviously, one of the big topics right now in the world, I presume this is also true in Spain, is AI. Wow. How are you thinking about that intersection between privacy and AI? What is the role for a CPO?
Well, that's clear that all organizations should be start thinking about AI, yeah? And because it's also related with privacy initiatives, we also need to ensure, right, that these technologies are used in a responsible way and deserves the trust of users and society. So basically, when we talk about AI frameworks, yeah, somehow are always be connected with privacy. So that's clear for me that AI has affected the privacy landscape. I'm going to skip, yeah, what happened this year related to many AI systems into the market. And that is also clear that many governments, yeah, practitioners from different sectors are all working toward answers on how an AI system can be used, right, in a responsible and ethical way. We also see what happened last week in Europe, for instance, but not only Europe, right? We are seeing many proposed regulations around the world. And for me, it's clear that the days where the companies were self-policing their own AI projects, are coming to end. And regulations are will be forcing companies to be focused on AI, ethics, transparency, privacy, amongst other topics, as we suffer when the GDPR came into force. So I think that it's important to understand the privacy requirements, that currently apply to AI, because mostly of them are not new, and the resources to build a compliant data protection program for AI. So privacy professionals, for me, are getting involved somehow on AI governance, and we are all suffered the challenge of how and the need to understand the complex interplay between privacy regulations and broader developments regarding the responsible use of AI.
And so, tell me this, maybe you could maybe touch a little bit further audience. Obviously, the European AI regulation is pretty new. What specifically does it cover? How do you think about it? And you also touched a little bit on AI ethics. I would love to get your thoughts and opinion about that intersection or that interplay between the regulation and AI ethics. Maybe you could expand on that a little bit.
Well, first of all, I think that let's clarify that what happened last week. So that's clear that the trialogue agreed on the basics, right? There were a lot of discussions, a lot of debates for the last 3 years, And that's clear that we have something, But now we need to see how it's going to be in a paper, right? So I wouldn't advance that on that right now. I will be prudent and see what is coming in the new in the next couple of months. What I think is that even though the AI Act will not be enforced mostly until 2026, we will see partially, the applicability on certain topics. This is what I expect is going to happen next year. Related to AI ethics, ethics is not the same meaning when we are talking about privacy, right? So I know that privacy is much more focused on individual rights, on how to protect the individual, the rights and freedoms of individuals. I think that AI ethics that goes beyond that. We are talking about the human rights, not only related to privacy. So we will need to see what's happening in Europe, in the next couple of months,
So lots to still do, obviously, and lots to still kind of figure out. One thing I'm kind of curious about, so you probably collaborate quite a bit with your security counterpart. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
So what is that interplay between kind of data protection, data security, and kind of what you're doing on the privacy side that also deals with some of the data integrity? What is that, how should privacy professionals be thinking about that right interplay? Where do you guys collaborate? How do you leverage security? What could you share?
Well, I can say that, of course, anything related to IT, I consider them as my VIP stakeholders, right? We are so focused on how we process personal data, but they are really focused on how to protect that personal data. So that's clear that privacy cannot be working without IT. So the connection, we are so linked, right? So we can, as legal professionals, we understand the principles of the law, right? But we need the IT and the technical feedback in many of in all of the projects that we are dealing right now. And I think that I would like to also to highlight the privacy enhancing techniques. Yeah, I think this is something that really interests me right now the most, because coming from a legal background, and even though in the laws, you have reference to technical and security measures, it's not our expertise. Yeah, so I think that working with them, those departments work together, be aligned, integrate security with privacy is a very good best practice.
Okay, fantastic. Maybe I'll ask you the same question about on the data side, right? In terms of data governance, I'm interested to see, obviously you touch on both areas, right? I think people that kind of steward and govern data. What's your interaction with your counterpart in the CDO organization? And what do you see as the right kind of back and forth?
Well, I think that, of course, data governance today is increasing regulatory complexity, right? As far as the technology is evolving, more data is there, right? And I also think that the awareness is important. I think that stakeholders and also the users, are more aware about what is happening, right? So I think that to me, for instance, privacy is evolving beyond regulatory compliance, and we are into a new era on which data privacy is integrated with data governance and trust that use. So I think that privacy is more significant share of visibility around organizations and external stakeholders.
And in terms of the organization, out of curiosity, does that propagate down to people that are building new applications?
Yeah.
Does it propagate up to your executive leadership?
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's how it works.
Okay.
And
so everybody is attuned to it.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Look, I think that's great. Maybe to kind of round out, and kind of finish off, obviously, everyone's talking about AI. We all know that we're 1 year in. We talked a little bit about your thoughts there. I am curious about, do you see some of the privacy use cases, like identifying personal data, as one of the top concerns around AI? Like, what does your AI team tell you when they come to you about privacy in terms of how they're preparing their data, how they're curating the data that they want to use to train their systems?
Well, I think that assessed. So when you are dealing with this kind of projects, I think that it's important to understand which are the risks, underneath, So it's not really only privacy. There are many, many other risks that can be connected, right? When we are talking about AI. So for me to do a proper assessment, it's really, really important. Try to mitigate the initial risks, and work on those risks in order. Well, I'm not saying that sometimes you can eliminate 100% all the risks. It's very challenging when we are talking about this kind of technology, but at least reduced. So the ideal is to not to harm individuals, with these kind of technologies, and respect their private lives and their private rights.
Yeah, no, I understand. Look, I think it's certainly going to be a place where there's going to be a lot of activity in the coming years. Clearly, because I do kind of see it myself as one of the top concerns. Especially with some of these new hacks that we're seeing in AI in terms of prompts and so forth. So that's great. Okay, well, listen, Beatrice, thank you very much for coming onto the show and sharing a little bit about your wisdom and experience in the privacy world. I do appreciate you joining us. I know it's a little bit later in the day there, so thank you again. Just as a reminder for our listeners of the show, don't forget to subscribe to Big Ideas on the Go. And please do leave reviews, especially if they're positive reviews. So Beatrice, thank you.
Thank
And
you
thank
so
you.
much.
Yeah, thank you. And then enjoy. Hopefully you have a kind of a moderate warm winter in Madrid. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful.
Thank you.